In the beginning, it was incredibly intense. It was unimaginably dense. Humans can make no sense of it in familiar terms. Phase change, pause, inflation, beyond imagination. Particles, transmutation, constantly occurred. No longer quite so hot. Collisions then could not create gluons on the spot. Strong force became distinct. Protons and neutrons were there. Electron, positron pairs very soon disappeared. Antimatter's nearly extinct. Quarks and gluons, electrons, protons, neutrons, and force fields. Perhaps some dark axions, our ultimate ancestors, is how we began. In a hot primordial soup we call the Big Bang. Temperature became lower, collisions became slower. Energy fell to where the strong force could now bind. Neutrons stuck to protons, becoming nucleons. The cores of simple atoms had been synthesized. The neutrinos and the photons outnumbered the electrons. Neutrons and the protons by a billion to one. Expansion continued cooling. Gravity's incessant pulling caused matter to start pulling into large quarks and gluons, electrons, protons, neutrons, and force fields. Perhaps some dark axions, our ultimate ancestors, that's how we began. In a hot primordial soup we call the Big Bang. Atoms combine, photons now roam free. Now we find stars and galaxies, planets and moons, and you and me. This is our spectacular history. Quarks and gluons, electrons, protons, neutrons and force fields, perhaps and dark axions, our ultimate ancestors is how we began. In a hot primordial soup we call the Big Bang. The Big Bang. The Big Bang.